The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. Welcome. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that blog right here at plantersplace.com. Today, we will be talking about broccoli. Did you know that the National Garden Bureau has declared 2023 as the Year of the Broccoli? And that's for its the edible category or vegetable category. And I say cheers to that. I love broccoli. And while some people famously do not like broccoli, I'm talking about you, Mr. Bush, I for once say all the more for those who do. I love it. Perhaps broccoli haters just have not had it prepared in a way that really brings out its flavor. I get it. My mother used to boil broccoli until it was kind of gray and mushy. I have since learned all sorts of great ways to prepare the verdant vegetable, and I actually am including one suggestion at the end of this podcast, so stay tuned. It's delicious. But this is not a post about or a podcast about broccoli preparations. Not at all. It's about the different types of broccoli. That's right. There's more than one type of broccoli. Did you know that? And there's just so much to love about all of them. Seriously. Okay, so let's get into that. The types and forms of broccoli. Generally, we think of just one form of broccoli, and that would be the perfectly shaped, full, tight head or crowns of broccoli. This is what you call heading broccoli, because it forms a head, or as some people say, a crown. It also has thick, sturdy stems, pretty much one giant thick stem that branches off into smaller and smaller stems. And then the smaller stems form florets, and that's the green stuff. The stems, if stripped of their somewhat tough outer skin, actually are quite tasty and tender, and I love to cook those as well. And I've noticed recently that a lot of supermarkets are only selling the crowns, not the stems. They chop the stems off because people don't eat them anyway, and maybe people are thinking, why should I pay per pound for a stem that I'm not going to eat? And that's just so unfortunate because they're tasty. They just need to be prepared correctly. So that's the first form, the heading broccoli. The next one is called broccoli rabe. And you may have seen this in supermarkets. This has a long, slender stem, maybe multiple stems, with small, about the size of a thumb or a really big thumb. These thumb-sized heads are very small, and they have quite a few leaves that cover the stems and the florets. I find this type of broccoli, this broccoli rabe, on menus in Italian restaurants quite a bit. I think because this broccoli rabe form was essentially the original type of broccoli. It's what all other broccolis originate from. The thing about this one is it can be a little bitter, but it's delicious if you know how to work with it. I do not, but other people do. And the third type of broccoli we will be talking about is called stem broccoli, otherwise known as baby broccoli, also known as sprouting broccoli. And this is the kind that you would see at farmers markets, farm stands, that sort of thing. This form is grown to have multiple harvests, where you would remove basically the largest sized head that it will produce, and that is coming up from the main axis. So you remove that head, and that prompts the smaller heads to grow from the leaf axes of that plant. So rather than a one and done harvest with this type of broccoli, you get multiple harvests from one plant. You would get one main larger head, and then multiple little heads around it. The good thing about this is you can also eat the leaves, which I find quite tasty, and pretty much like kale. And you can continue the harvest of these right up through a killing frost. This is an excellent variety or a type for home gardeners, because you can go out and harvest some for dinner and come back in and do that maybe once a week until your harvest is all done. One example of a type of sprouting or baby or stem broccoli is a variety called Artwork, and that is an All America Selections winner. So if you want to try to find that, go ahead, Google or search in your browser All America Selections winner Artwork broccoli, and you'll find some places to buy it. Okay, as promised, I have one way to prepare this broccoli, any of the broccolis. It tastes so, so good. Roasting. Well, I mean, if you roast anything, it's going to taste good. And as Chef Ann Burrell says, brown food tastes good. It's just, you know, those caramelized brown colors is really, really tasty. Just hit something in your mouth, you know. So my suggestion is to roast it, but roast it according to this one method I found in the New York Times cooking section. So you take a pound and a half of broccoli and you cut it into longer florets. So you're cutting off the florets and halfway down the stem, that sort of thing. Put it in a bowl, toss it with 3 tablespoons of olive oil and some salt and pepper, and just give that a nice toss. Lay that onto a baking sheet and roast it at 450 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. 450 is kind of hot. You might get a little smoking, you might get a little scared. It's okay. Your oven can take it. Your kitchen can take it. Turn on the fan. 15 to 20 minutes seems like a long time. It's not. It's perfect. The key here, though, is to not keep opening the oven door. Do not touch it. Do not think, oh, I'm just going to give it a little toss. Just don't touch it. Okay, timer goes off. It looks good. It's nice and brown. It's not black. It's brown. You take that broccoli and then you put it into a large bowl. And to that bowl, add 1 tablespoon of butter, 1 tablespoon of either red or white wine vinegar, and 1 teaspoon of mustard, either a grainy mustard or a Dijon mustard. Toss that until the butter has melted and everything is coated. Delicious. You're not going to want it any other way. One thing, I suggest trying it just as I wrote or just as I said right here, and then experimenting. Change up the types of vinegar, change out your mustards, quantities, that sort of thing. But definitely keep the butter in there. You're going to love it. Well, that's it for this edition of the Just Veggies podcast, and I'll see you out in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.